So for a few minutes today, people of all ages, we're going to think together about God's Word. And boys and girls, you have been so good in church today. You've listened well. You've been singing out well. I could hear you sing so clearly up at the front, and that is a great job that you've done. Now let's all try and listen together for a few moments, because what we hear today, this is really good and important stuff. This is good news. So let's think about it together. We're going to have a look on the screen here. This is a program on the TV. When I was growing up, when I was a wee boy, I got up on a Saturday morning. I think it was at 9:15. Everybody, like there's lots of people, and I know they're around my age because of their smiles. People my age, we got up on a Saturday morning and you watched Swap Shop. And today, would Swap Shop work as a program? They tried to bring it back at one stage. It didn't really work. I'm not sure, but I'm going to tell you the big idea about this program, Swap Shop. All kinds of crazy things happened, but one of the things that happened during Swap Shop, and this is why I've had that name, was that kids met up from around the country. The Swap Shop team went to different parts of the country. Keith Chegwin, the presenter, he went and he said, today I'm in Ballymena, and everybody raced to Ballymena, and people were getting buses and cars, and they brought their toy along that they wanted to swap. So if you think about the toys, and this is the kind of stuff that we had when we were growing up, when I was a wee boy, I never had a Cindy doll, I never had a Barbie doll, I never had a Cabbage Patch doll, but most of the rest of that stuff we had in our house. So these are the kind of toys that people would bring along, and you might have brought along your Cindy doll with the arm hanging off, and it didn't have all of its clothes anymore, and you thought, ooh, I would like that Barbie doll there, and you would try and swap your Cindy doll for the Barbie doll, and if the person thought, well, yeah, I'd like a Cindy doll, then you swapped your toys. And that happened, and then the cameras watched this happening, and everybody got excited. And when you watched it, you used to think, either that was a stupid swap. Why did that person give that thing away and get that back? That's crazy. Or you thought that was a super swap. That's amazing. How did they ever get away with that, giving that old toy and getting that new one? So I want to look at a couple of swaps today. And I want you to tell me whether you think this is a stupid swap or whether you think this is a super swap. So the first one is this. You're going to bring the car at the top and you're going to swap it and get back the car at the bottom. Now, that car at the top is called a Lada. I bet you there were people here with Ladas and I'll get into trouble, but my best friend's girlfriend had a Lada, and sometimes she gave us a lift to things, and I hid in the back seat. And I used to watch her try and do a three-point turn, and it took about 10 minutes because it was so heavy to steer. So that was a Lada. So if someone brought along their Lada, and they said, oh, right, okay, I'll swap that for that nice brand new Ferrari, would that be a stupid swap, or would that be a super swap? It would be a super swap if I brought my old Lada and I went home driving a big, shiny Ferrari. That would be a super swap, right? One for the boys and girls here. So if I had my Nintendo Switch and I brought it along and I saw a pencil and I thought, oh, that's one of those nice yellow and black pencils. It looks, it's really long. It's still, there's lots of pencil left there. So maybe I'll give my Nintendo Switch in to get that nice pencil. Would that be a stupid swap or would it be a super swap? What do you think? It would be a stupid swap, wouldn't it? Because like, even if you needed a pencil, you're not going to give away. Your mom and dad would not be happy if you came home from school and said, oh, where's your Nintendo Switch? Oh, I swapped it for this pencil. That would not be good. So that would be a stupid swap. Do you know in the Bible it talks about a stupid swap? It talks about it in the book of Romans, and it's something that we have been thinking about here in church over the past few weeks as well. Here is the stupid swap that the Bible talks about. It talks about the way in the book of Romans, in Romans 1, verse 25, it talks about the way in which people have swapped the truth of God for a lie. So what that means is that people have been told the truth about God. We have God's word, and it tells us everything that we need to know about God, and it tells us that God made us. It tells us that God loves us so much that he sent his son Jesus into the world to die for us. It tells us all of these really good things about God. But so many people have decided that they're not going to live by God's word. They've decided, no, that truth of God, I don't actually believe that, or I don't want that in my life. And they have swapped it for a lie. And what they've done instead is they've lived the opposite way from what God wants. And instead of worshiping God, we've started to worship the good things that God has given us. We've worshiped other people and made them more important than God. We've worshiped some of the objects that he gives, so that all of those things like cars and Nintendo Switches and everything else, we've made those things the most important thing in our lives. And so many people in our world have made this stupid swap. Instead of living for God, instead of trusting God and believing his word, they have lived for themselves and lived for other things. And Paul talks about them exchanging the truth for a lie. That's what that word exchange means. It's just a swap. And it is a really stupid swap. And it's sad that today, even here maybe in our church, there are people who are living in that way. Instead of giving God the place that he deserves in their life and turning to him, they're living for other things or other people and not worshiping God in the way that we were made to worship him. And if we do that, the Bible says that is a stupid swap. That is not the way to live your life. But the Bible also talks about a super swap. And I want us to think about that super swap for a couple of minutes. It's the super swap that happened at the end of the week that we started to read about today. We were reading about Palm Sunday, and Nathan and Zoe told us from the Bible the story of how Jesus arrived into Jerusalem. And what did the people say? Were the people glad to see Jesus when he arrived into Jerusalem? Do you remember what they shouted in praise of him? Eden, what was it? Hosanna, that's right. And it was praise to Jesus. But later in the week, did the people still want Jesus? What did they shout at the end of the week? Do you know what it was? Hannah, what was it? Crucify him. It's so different, isn't it? They were shouting, crucify, kill Jesus. And Jesus did die on the cross. He went to the cross and he died there. And the Bible tells us that what happened at the cross was like a super swap. This is what the gospel, the good news, is all about. This is what we're told in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. Have a look at this verse with me. That God made him, that is Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us. We'll think about that in a minute. So that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And I want to explain what that means. That is the best swap of all. The thing about Jesus that makes our Lord Jesus different from anybody else who has ever lived in this world is that he lived without sin. So do you always do exactly what your mom and dad tell you to do? Mums and dads, do you always do exactly what you're meant to do in life? And do you always love people in the way that you're meant to love people? The answer is no. We all know that we get it wrong, that sin is a reality in our life. And the only person who ever lived life the way it was meant to be lived, the only person who ever perfectly obeyed his Father in heaven, God, was Jesus. And he had no sin. And you know what happened at the cross? Here's what happened at the cross. If we make the shape of the cross for a second, and boys and girls, do you want to do that? If you make the shape of the cross, and if you imagine at the cross that Jesus had no sin, and he then took our sin on himself, that's what happened. So all of your sin, all of my sin, all of the horrible stuff in the lives of people in this world, Jesus took that on himself. And he did that so that then sin could be taken away from us and we could be righteous before God. That means that we could be people who God looks at and he says, that person is all right. That person is okay. That person is my friend because I don't look at their sin anymore because Jesus took their sin upon him and they have been forgiven. And anybody who trusts in Jesus, anybody who turns to the Lord Jesus and puts their faith in him, that is what it's like for them. Our sin is taken away because Jesus took our sin on himself. And then we are all right with God. He looks at us and he says, that person is my son, that person is my daughter, and there is nothing wrong because Jesus paid the price. That's amazing news. At the cross, Jesus took our place because we all deserve judgment. We all deserve God's punishment because of our sin, but he took our place, and the Bible tells us that he took our punishment. He didn't deserve to be there, but he went there to pay the price for your sin and pay the price for my sin. And today, all that we need to do is to believe that what Jesus has done is enough, and to believe him and to live for him and to trust him every day. So I want to ask you today as we finish up, in your life, have you done that stupid swap? Instead of listening to God's word, are you listening to other people and other things that are telling you what is the opposite of God's word? And do you not care about God? Or have you trusted in Jesus and the super swap that happened on the cross when he took your sin on himself, when the one who is perfect and without sin took our sin so that we could be right with God? That's such good news, and I hope that it is true of all of us today, whatever our age, that we're trusting in Jesus and looking to Jesus. He is our great hope in this life, and when we trust in him, he is our great hope forever and ever, that beyond this life when we die, we will be with our Father forever and ever. Now, you've listened so well, and we're going to sing together about what it is that the Lord Jesus did as we finish our service together today. So we're going to stand and sing, There is a Redeemer, and then we'll stay standing for our closing prayer and the benediction.